Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
So I was just minding my own business in the garden, pulling some weeds. I mowed the lawns.
Yep.
I saw a big weed. I was like, I'm going to get you.
Oh, was it one of those ones that is actually really hard to get out?
No, it's the ones that look huge, but the moment you start to pull, it's like, oh, I'm out.
I'm done.
Yeah, they say that. Yeah. Oh, yummy. Yeah. Anyway, so.
If you listen really closely as you pull them out, you can hear.
Oh, you got me. It would be cool, though, if weeds did tell you, like talk to you, but it's not.
Such a weird train of thought.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
No, because like, I'm like, my roots.
Yeah, it would make me more want to garden more. It truly
no,
would.
No, it wouldn't. You'd feel would. Terrified.
Oh, actually, true.
Like hurting the poor little weeds.
Oh, sorry, I'll put you back, buddy. Good. Yeah, anyway.
Thanks.
We digress.
That's my family.
Jennifer, where are you?
Jenny! She's in the compost too late.
Okay, we've got way off track.
How unusual.
Let us know. Should weeds talk?
Would life be better if weeds could talk?
Okay, serious.
Sorry, I was terrified. You were gardening.
Yep.
You didn't get terrified from weeds talking to you. Something else. Okay.
No. Although I do just want to go down that tangent. No, I was in the garden and I was going to pull the weed and I thought, I'll just quickly grab that one, bent down, pulled it out. Didn't notice as there was a stick poking up.
Oh.
And so as I went down, got me straight in the eye.
Oh.
And look, I've had things in my eye many times.
Yep.
And you kind of like brush it out and then you know, a bit watery and you wash it out with the water.
Yep.
And then you're good to go in like half an hour. This one here, the moment it went in, I was like, oh, that's gone in deeper than normal.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, no. So then I, you know, battered my eyelids, tried to get everything out.
Did you rinse it out with...
Not straight away because I was mowing the lawns on the side. So I was like, oh, I'll just see how I can keep going. So I did that, mowed another part of the lawns with one eye shut and then opened it and nothing was better. I was like, oh, no, I need to go inside.
Was it all blurry?
Yes, blurry and just really sore as well. Oh. So I went inside and was flushing it all out. It's been like 20 minutes flushing it out because the pain was still there.
Oh.
And then I was like, okay, looked in the mirror, completely bloodshot the whole eye.
Oh, what was Kim saying?
She was like, what part of the eye did it hit? Was it the middle part? Was it the white part? And I was like, I think it was the white part towards the inside of my nose because that's where it was the reddest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, well, you know, is my eye fine? So I closed my good eye and look at stuff. I couldn't see anything. It was completely blurry.
Oh, that's scary.
So I was like, oh, that's okay. Like, I guess over time, because it must be like... protecting it by, I don't know, putting some moisture above it, whatever.
I don't know.
I've got no idea.
Trying to heal itself.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, give us some time. We went for a drive about an hour and a half later, and we're driving. I couldn't read any, I wasn't driving. Wife was driving. Couldn't read any street signs, and there was the big, massive billboard signs, you know, your fast food.
Yeah.
And I could only just make out the letters, you know,
it was
the huge one-letter things, and I was just making that out. The rest I couldn't see out of that eye.
What'd you do?
Well, I just left it for a few hours. Came home, was like, nah, I should cover this up. So I got some duct tape and just covered that eye. Just left
don't
it.
Don't put duct tape over your eyes.
I didn't have an eye patch.
It does. Duct tape's going to like stick to your eyebrows, your eyelashes.
Yeah, I thought of that though, didn't I? I double-sided it, put it on, and then got another one over top.
Makeshift pirate patch.
Yeah, so I was wearing that for a few hours.
Please tell me you took a photo.
No, I didn't. But Kim's parents came over and they were like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why?
Yeah. You just got this duct tape eye patch. You know. No big.
Went to sleep, and I was just like, God, please, you know, I need this eyesight because it's so weird. It throws everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And woke up this morning, pain gone, and I could see clearly again. But man, it was stressful 24 hours.
Yeah, eyes are a stressful thing.
Oh,
when you hurt them.
That's exactly it. So I want to know what poked you in the eye.
All
so
right.
Two things. Would you like if weeds talk to you? And then also, what poked you in the eye? What got you in the eye? Maybe something flung into your eye. Eye injuries. Would love to hear from you.
So, speaking of this, once when my daughter was a baby, my second daughter,
mm-hmm.
she kicked her sister in the eye with her toe. So the toe straight to the eye.
In the eye.
In the eye with her toe. And it was on.
It's like, is it one of those ones that after 10 minutes you're fine?
No, it wasn't. It was really hurting her. So I was like, I called up the doctor first. I was like, can I come in for this? Like, is this a bad thing? They're like, just bring her down. So I went in. He's like, look, it's probably scratched like the retina.
Yeah.
So we'll put a patch over it. So then we walked out, walked around for the, I think the next 24 hours with a patch over her eye. Aww. It looked so bad for like a
was it little, all bloodshot?
Yeah, it was a bit red.
Yeah,
like
okay.
For a toe kick to the eye, and then she got like this massive bandage on her face. What happened? Oh, the sister kicked me in the eye.
So good. Oh, let siblings. Us know what poked you in the eye. Shannon got in touch. I was cooking and had hot oil fling up and went straight into my eye. Bloodshot for the next couple of days.
Ooh. Oh, I love this one from Teresa. Another 8, and I think it's supposed to say, ahoy there, pirates. Duct tape for an eye patch. Genius. Two things in life you need. Duct tape and WD-40.
That's
if it's
so true.
Loose, needs tightening.
Use duct tape.
If it's tight and needs loosening, use WD-40. Life hack.
And yes, we should talk. Heard of Bill and Ben, the flower pot man? Hey.
Oh, that's a bit before my time.
Really?
Yeah.
Before your time?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Is it super, super?
I think so.
Is it my super old?
Oh, get out of here. I'm only 38 tomorrow.
Valerie joins us. Valerie, what got poked in your eye?
Oh, hi, Giselle. I'm actually ringing on behalf of my husband, who's laughing at the thought that he's asked me to ring anyway. But
gold.
My husband, our air conditioning vents, the little squares in the roof, kept flying back up into the roof.
Yep.
Oh.
So he decided to glue them back in.
What?
So at the time, I was a nail technician. So he took my acrylic nail glue and was standing, looking up above him and glued the air conditioning ducts back in and dropped a drop into his eye as he was looking up.
No.
And it covered his eyeball with acrylic nail, which is like super glue.
Yeah.
And his eyelid was glued open and his eyelashes were glued to the top of his eyelid and the bottom lashes were glued down.
Can we laugh? Is he okay?
She's laughing.
He's fine. And he was like, oh, my God, I've dropped some glue in my eye. And then, of course, the first thing we did was wash it with cold water, which also makes the glue set.
I was going to say that. No, don't wash it with cold water.
What did you do, Valerie?
So I had to take him to ED, and it was all good. They checked his vision, and they said that it was fine. And they said basically they use that sort of glue for, when you have eye surgery and things like that.
Oh.
Right.
So they said, it'll be fine. We'll give you some ointment, but basically you're going to have to wait for the glue to kind of break away from the eyeball. And the glue was underneath his eyelid as well.
Whoa. So could
then
it close
we had
his
to
eyes?
Sit at home and
how do you sleep?
Yeah. He didn't.
he didn't really. And first of all, we had to cut all of his eyelashes off.
Oh, no.
because they were stuck to his eyelid and they were stuck permanently open. So we had to cut all of that off. And then within 5 days, he was like, oh, my eye's getting really itchy, you know, like his eye was trying to expel this glue. And so then my mum actually sat there, who used to be a nurse, and had tweezers and actually had to pull this like contact lens size piece of glue off his eyeball.
Oh, that would have really satisfied me.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And he's okay.
And the worst part
fine?
Of the whole story, yeah, absolutely fine. But the perler in the whole story is that people said to me, why weren't you supervising him?
What,
and I was like, he's like 35 years old and he's not using safety goggles. And it's my fault.
No, it was. I mean, you supplied the tools. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. Valerie.
Oh, thank you, Valerie.
Hilarious.
And hopefully those air vents are stuck in. Good.
I was first thrown by the thought of super gluing air vents into your room. It just got better from there.
So good. Got Mel on the phone. Mel, what happened?
Oh, hi there. So probably about 25 years ago, I was cooking dinner and I lit a match to light the stove.
Uh-huh.
And the mat snapped in half, but it had already ignited. And because of the ignition and the flame, it propelled itself into my right eye.
What?
And burnt my eye and flicked me in the eye, yeah.
What did that feel like?
Oh, absolutely excruciating. I've had 2 children. I'd do that again in a heartbeat compared to burning my eye with a match.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so eyesight now, what happened? You went to emergency. Is it fine?
Yeah, so the story kind of gets worse because I'd just done a first aid course, so I was like, it's okay, I know how to handle this. I turned around to the sink and started splashing my face with what I thought was cold water. And then I was like, what's that smell? And the sink had bleach in it.
So
I was bleaching my face as well.
No!
So, yeah. So then we went to the hospital, and they saw me really, really quickly. Apparently, they don't mess about with eyes and vision.
Right.
And gave me some, like, treatment to put in it, and it numbed it, and it was just bliss. It was so much relief. And then at 2 a.m. in the morning, that wore off, and I was, like, pacing the kitchen floor in agony again. But now it's fine. No problems. No damage to my vision, thankfully.
That is amazing.
How long did it take to heal?
I think it was probably about a week to be completely better.
That's
it would have been the bleach that did that, yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a roller coaster.
Mel, incredible story. Thank you so much for giving us a call. We've also got Jackie. Jackie, what happened?
Hi, sorry about that.
No worries. We're all family here.
I was working in a medical centre in New Zealand. And it was a good few years ago, because in those days you wrote everything out on paper. And I was filling out ACC forms. I guess you know what those are.
Yes, yep.
They went triplicate. And, of course, out of habit, you just automatically, like, rip the three sheets apart, which is what I was doing. And one went straight across my eye and gave me a paper cut across my eye.
Across your eye?
Oh.
Yeah.
Paper cuts are super painful. Was it just as bad in your eye?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
But fortunately, I was in the right place. Immediate help.
How did they treat it, Jackie?
I just had to put drops in and obviously couldn't carry on working that day. But it healed up okay. It wasn't really, major.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
But,
I'm learning a lot about eyes.
It was weird. Yes. It heals up really quickly. I think an eye seems to heal really quickly.
That's what it seems like.
Resilient, those eyes. Yeah. Jackie,
sure.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. Family, you can get the coming on the text line, but I will say it is a very scary position that you're in when it happens to you.
I
it's
know,
just like, oh, man.
Eyes are so resilient.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.